1968.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features you will find on our site. You actually get to control the content of the site, so perhaps you find something online that you think is interesting that you would like to submit to the show and possibly get on the air, or at the very least have our other listeners see it and hopefully also take an interest. What you can do is you go to freetalklive.com, and with our free account, and you tie it into your Reddit account, makes it very easy to submit content right to the front page of freetalklive.com, where it will then be subject to the votes of other listeners, and you get to vote on things as well. So ultimately, we will learn through your votings, or through your votes, what it is you think is interesting. But of course, the best way to get your ideas and thoughts on the air is via the phones, which are available to you right now toll-free at 855-450-FREE, and that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. Also, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. I'm Ian, by the way.
And Derek J.
And Allie.
Derek, you, it's so great to have you back in town, as always.
I was going to say, I didn't know that you were going to be on tonight,
That's
Derek.
That's true. I totally surprised Allie with this.
Yes.
Jason Talley is normally with us, and he graciously stepped away. He's busy cooking food for people here tonight during the Keenvention. And you have stepped in. And
boy, I'm so happy to be back. It's great
Derek.
To be in this chair.
And
thanks,
under
guys.
Great circumstances, too.
Yeah.
The convention was wonderful today.
It was amazing. Yeah, it was a really great event.
I didn't know what to expect, and obviously we've been talking about Keenvention over the last several weeks here on Free Talk Live. I didn't know what it was going to be like today. I thought maybe there was going to be three people there at 9 in the morning because, you know, it's a work day, it's 9 a.m. start time. I didn't know. There were 22 people there, and
nice.
I thought that was really good for the first time ever. For Keenvention, Derek is like taking his laptop out of here like it's a bomb or something.
It started making noise and
talking.
It won't stop. I understand that problem. I have that all the time.
So it was great. And there were, at the end of the night, tonight at Keenvention, day one of three, there were almost 40 people there. 39 people, I counted. 39 at the very end. Actually, I think somebody walked in at the very end and was, so that would be 40 people. Which, you know, for those of you that don't know, Keenvention is our brand new convention that we're having here in Keene. Hopefully we'll do it again next year. I think the first year has been pretty good so far, and the panels have been fantastic. We talked about civil disobedience, entrepreneurship.
Yay!
There was also
moving panel, people talking about real estate and what you can do if you're looking to move.
Carla Garrick, the president of the Free State Project, gave a rousing closing speech today.
That was great.
Her keynote speech.
She's always very arousing.
We started with the legislative panel this morning, which was like a real how-to on how to get active inside the system here in New Hampshire, and people were listening with rapt attention. So, you know, even the legislative panel, which some might think would be less than interesting, was actually really, really interesting, and the people up there really knew their stuff as well. So it was fantastic. And then the ladies in media panel also was today, which those ladies were great.
Yeah, they kicked fantastic. It. They got some great questions, too. I got to ask you some questions.
Stumped you about disobedience.
Oh, you stumped
me. You stumped me.
Well, you know, I made you think a little bit.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. And, of course, on the civil disobedience panel, you got to meet Russell Canning.
Yeah, my first time. He's so inspiring.
One of my major inspirations for moving to New Hampshire when I did.
Yeah, what an amazing spirit. Definitely people should check out videos of Russell Canning politely disobeying.
Sure, and actually, if you missed Keenvention, it's going on tomorrow and the next day, so if you're in New England, go to keenvention.info and get up here to Keene and meet some really interesting and fun people. We'll have all kinds of great discussions. In fact, you're going to be on the first panel of the day tomorrow.
LGBTQ LMNOP panel!
That's right, with Dale Everett,
right.
One of the hosts of Flaming Freedom. He'll be heading that panel up, so it's going to be a lot of fun, so come on out bright and early. And if you can't get here at all this week, weekend, no worries. We're recording every single panel, and they'll all be available online later at freekeen.com. So let's jump into the phones here, and then we'll talk about a crack-smoking mayor in Toronto. First, we go to Jeremy listening in Philly. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, and Allie. Oh, and he just dropped off the line. Well, let's try Jared listening in Michigan, I believe, on Skype. Hello, Jared.
Hello, Ian. It's nice to speak to you again. Hello, Derek. Allie.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, I finally got into Bitcoin. I used tossing the coin, and no, it was really painless. I did the $40 at first just to see how it would go, and will deposit them in about probably 15 minutes into my account. So the next week, I did a little over $1,000.
Wow.
And it took about an hour and a half, an hour and 45 minutes, but they showed up, and you know, I don't know what type of mining operation he has going on or however they're doing it, but it seems to be working fine.
Yeah, I don't know either. I tried it out for the first time the other day, and it was very, very good and very very fast. And he actually wrote back a personal email in response.
Yep, did that to me.
Yeah, it was cool. Personal service.
You know, it took me a long time to get into Bitcoin. I almost did last year when they were at $20 a piece, and now that they're $200. But
that's got to hurt.
You know, in the long term, I don't think it is. I'm going to take that plunge really soon and buy a lot more in Bitcoin because, you know, the dollar is losing its value constantly, and I want to try something different here. I'm not going to put all of my eggs in one basket.
No, that would be a really foolish thing to do. It would be to put all of your money into Bitcoin because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But diversifying your assets, that's a darn fine idea. And I agree with you. Even though it's got to hurt to have known that they were $20 a year ago and now they're, now they're
$200. It's like that with everything, though.
Yeah.
Imagine when you're 15, if you bought silver or, gas for that matter. I feel like if you'd known what gas was going to be now, you'd be like, I better stock up on some gasoline.
Can't beat yourself. You can't beat yourself up over it. And
what if it was $5,000 a coin? I should have got it when it was $200.
Or $20,000 or whatever. I mean, some people are saying that Bitcoin could be worth $1 million someday. I mean, I don't know what's realistic. This is uncharted territory.
Yeah,
who knows?
We can know the global GDP, right? And we can estimate if just 1% of that global GDP was converted into Bitcoin.
Oh my gosh.
That would be pretty healthy. That would be a pretty healthy amount for each Bitcoin.
Yeah, and there was some Bitcoin talk today. In fact, I believe you gave Russell Canning a personal tutorial on how to
get set up. That's right. I got Russell Canning set up. He inspired me. I hope to pay him back in any way I can. And so we had a little Bitcoin trade, his first, and I'm very excited. He helped me stay in the hotel, and I helped him get a wallet set up.
Awesome.
Hey, could I comment on the second thing that I called in about?
Yes.
The Virginia race for governor coming up on Tuesday. And
this is the race with the Libertarian who's actually polling at above 10%, which is unusual. What are your thoughts?
Well, a lot of people were kind of disappointed that Ron Paul endorsed the Republican candidate.
Yeah, no doubt. That's pretty lame.
First off, to preface it, I hate the way that libertarians are described. I think it's very poor. It drives me crazy when people say, and I've heard it even said on this show, well, they're liberal on social issues, but, you know, they're conservative on fiscal. That's a bunch of bunk because that assumes that the liberal mindset on social issues is
consistent
with freedom. And it's not.
No, it's
they're
not.
The ones who brought us smoking bans. They're the ones who bring us helmet laws and seatbelt laws and this and that. So, I mean, I just hate that term.
For the opposite reason, the conservatives are not pro-liberty on economics. They believe in stealing to fund their favorite government programs, like the military. So, I mean, I totally agree with you. And usually if I make a statement like that, I add those caveats to it.
But. Right. And that is a valid point. But as far as this candidate for governor, he's more like the Mitt Romney of the Libertarian Party.
Oh, really?
If you dig down into him, from what I've read, I think it was on Reason.com, I forget where, but he's really just Republican plus one step more.
Well, then, Jeremy, why do you think Ron Paul would endorse a guy like this? I mean, Ron Paul doesn't have any politics to gain from it.
Ken Cuccinelli?
Oh, excuse me.
Why? Well, Ron Paul's a religious person on a personal level, and I think he, he does view a lot of things as a state issue, and I think a lot of libertarians, you know, view him as, oh yeah, he's pro-abortion, and he's not. He's just against the federal government being involved in it. So a lot of people agree with Ron Paul on things because of how he stood as a member of the federal government, but a lot of his views he would put in place on a state level, and I think a lot of people haven't really thought about that, so I'm
That's scary.
I wish he would just get out of politics altogether, honestly, at this point.
Jared, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate you bringing up that the Libertarian candidate in Virginia is weak. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you, too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-394-5392. That's 800-394-5392. Again, call 800-394-5392. Simply call Novation toll-free at 800-394-5392 and get your money when you need it.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, bring up what you want toll-free here at 855-453. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
Derek J.
And Allie.
Derek J. is here courtesy of his podcast, Peace News Now. What is it, Derek J.?
Peace News Now is a seven-day-a-week, five-minute summary of the world of peaceful resistance, and it features international stories that are making the headlines, but not on the mainstream. It tends to be positive news stories. I like focusing on civil disobedience, and then twice a week, I do a two-hour live call-in show on LRN.FM.
You sure do, and you do a great job, I must say, but 7 days a week... How do you do it?
I'm loving it. I wake up in the morning and I can't wait to look through the news for positive news stories that I can share with people. It's a match made in heaven. I'm just so happy that I get to do this while I'm on my exile from New Hampshire, because I can't wait to come back and do more activism here in New Hampshire.
Well, now, Peace News Now has been going on now 7 days a week for how long?
It actually started on November 5th, 2012, and so I'm going to be having an anniversary
soon. Oh, my gosh.
I've already got my guest lined up. She's actually sitting right here.
Get out of here.
That's right. She was on the first episode, November 5th.
I was trying to remember exactly when I was supposed to be on. I was like, can't remember.
Remember, Allie.
I have to remember.
And you just so happen to have a live show coming up on Tuesday.
That's right.
So
yep.
Very cool.
Yeah, so tune in, everyone.
Wow, that's
Peace
amazing.
PeaceNews.com.
The level of dedication you have to the craft is fantastic.
And I remember...
Well, I have to caveat, it's not happening while I'm at the Keenvention. I am not dedicating time to do both news stories and having fun at the Keenvention. I am 100% in having fun.
Yep. Okay. All right.
Well, you know, I remember when you first started the show and you were figuring out what you wanted your focus to be. And
yes.
I like how you've stayed dedicated to what you wanted to do. I mean, for the most part, as far as I can tell, when I see them, like, this is exactly... like what you pictured when you wanted to start it, so I think that's great.
Well, you know, they say you can't do positive news, but you've managed to pull it off.
Yeah, there's a small niche of people who do like it. It's not the most popular news. It's true. What bleeds, leads. But for me, I can always access that world. The bad news is out there if I want it.
Yeah.
And that's true for anyone. But for some of us, we want to be bombarded with positive news stories, darn it. There's enough negative news out there for those of us who
are
tuned in. So that's why I give people like me an outlet.
Well, you know, there's something to really be said for, you know, you are what you eat, right? Well, I think that to some extent is true when it comes to what you consume as far as your entertainment and your, you know, in this case, your news. I mean, if you're constantly listening to bad news, you're probably going to have a real down outlook on life. And if you have a down outlook on life, then that's going to propagate, you know, negativity.
Well, I wonder, why does bad news sell? Is it because people have a negative outlook and it confirms their bias that things are all being really, everything's like going really poorly? And so maybe their lives, you know, they're not happy, so they think that the news should be negative too.
Or maybe they feel like they feel better if somebody else is having a bad time.
Well, when I'm in a good mood, I definitely want to hear positive news stories, and then just watching the TV brings me down because they're always pushing that bad news.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is. Why people? It could be a primal response that it's more important to get information about dangers, things
could
that
be.
Are immediately about to attack us. We need to know about that more than we need to know about the sunshine and the flowers.
Even though most of the things that you hear on the news, you odds are will never encounter.
That's true.
Or experience
true.
In your life.
Right.
So 855-450-FREE. By the way, to get the best home loan, you need the best rates. Property that will appraise for the amount that you need, a job or business of your own that gives you enough income to qualify for the loan, as well as the ability to take yes for an answer. At this time, according to MortgageMinuteGuy.com, you've got the best rates. They're at nearly all-time lows. And if you've got the needed appraised value, the employment that you need, and the earnings, you can make the decision to move forward. Now, keep in mind, next year, just a couple months away, getting a loan will be very difficult, and it'll be a lot harder because of new rules, thanks to the state, that have already been passed, or in this case, the federal government. Don't allow yourself to miss these amazing rates again. Go now to MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Contact Roger Schlesinger and his team of experts, 866-288-0088. That's MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088. So I've actually got a follow-up story on some coverage that we did, I think it was earlier this year, maybe 4 or 5 months ago, about Toronto Mayor Rob Ford. Now, we covered this story in detail when it happened because it's really unique. Well, I guess it's mostly unique. Marion Barry, I think, made headlines, what, back in the late 80s for smoking crack as mayor of Washington, D.C. Well, now it's happened again, this time in Toronto. The story coming from the New York Times. Canada's largest city was in political turmoil on Thursday after the police said they had recovered a video apparently showing Mayor Rob Ford smoking crack cocaine. During a televised news conference, Chief William Blair of the Toronto Police said technicians had recovered the video on Tuesday from deleted files on a computer seized during a series of drug and gang-related arrests this year. In May, Gawker and the Toronto Star, and what's most amazing about this story is that it's coming from the police.
That's what makes me feel strange. Like, why would they rout out their own mayor?
Right.
Unless there's some kind of, is it like a political coup or something?
It must be. Right? I mean,
they never go after their own guys.
Generally, they don't, unless he's crossed somebody in the police department and the police chief is pissed. And
maybe they're making it up. Is that possible?
They're definitely not making it up, because the original story, and they'll go into this here in a moment.
Not that I'd put past a mayor to do drugs, but I am surprised that it's crack and not cocaine or something that, you know, whatever the upper class would like to consume. You think
well,
of crack as something.
Well, crack is cocaine. I mean, it's just a different version. It's a freebase version.
Yeah, but it's the low-class version.
I would think that, like, if you had the option between crack and cocaine, I don't know, I guess crack is more potent, so maybe the crackhead would always prefer crack to cocaine just because they prefer it, but that I think of cocaine as something that politicians do. Cocaine is a politician's
drug.
Well,
now you have a reason to think of crack as something politicians do. So the original story was back in May, and according to New York Times, Gawker and the Toronto Star reported they had been shown the video several times by a man who was trying to sell it. A subsequent attempt by Gawker to buy the video failed, and Mr. Ford has repeatedly and defiantly denied using crack and said that no such video existed. Now, to take you back, because that's a summary of what happened in May, but we covered it in detail here and read the accounts from the reporters. So what happened was these reporters were contacted by someone who said he had an interesting video to show them, and they he has a video of the mayor smoking crack. And so they met with this shady character who was apparently a Somalian drug dealer in Toronto.
Whoa.
And they, like, you know, met him in some dark alley. They got in a car. They, weren't allowed to have any kind of recording device. They took their cell phones from him. And then they showed them the video. And they showed it to them more than once. And they described this video. So these reporters described seeing this video. They were not given a copy of the video. They were just shown it on someone's cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And they said it was crystal clear. No doubt about it. This was Rob Ford, Toronto's mayor, smoking crack in what appeared to be some sort of a crack house or something like that.
The scene you described sounds like something out of House of Cards, the Netflix series.
I haven't seen it, but it's amazing what this story is. And now, apparently, the police are verifying that this video did exist, and they apparently have unearthed a copy of it.
Wow.
Because the Somalian drug dealer who was showing it disappeared after showing it to the press. More coming up.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-345-6078. That's 1-800-345-6078. 1-800-345-6078.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and we will take your calls about whatever you want, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Maybe you have a story that can top this one, where Toronto Mayor Rob Ford has been busted smoking crack. Now, look, we can't prove that it was crack in the video that he's seen in lighting some sort of glass pipe that, from the way it was described, didn't sound like a marijuana pipe. Now, crack pipes, as I understand them, are, you know, different from marijuana pipes.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen the video, and most people haven't seen the video. That has not been released publicly. And that's the real shame of this story. If there's a downside to this story, is that the video has not been released. We have to take the word of the police and the reporters in this case. But just to bring you back up to speed on this story, it was back in May when a Somalian drug dealer of some sort contacted the Toronto Star and Gawker.com and told them they had video of the Toronto Mayor Rob Ford smoking crack cocaine. They met with the shady drug dealer guy in a very shifty kind of manner. He showed them on a cell phone this video. The reporters confirmed, both of the reporters were shown this independently, and they both confirmed that this is absolutely this person in the video, very crystal clear video, clearly Rob Ford. The lights are on in the video, like it's not a hard video to discern.
They ran the story without actually having attained a copy of the video.
They couldn't attain a copy because the drug lords wanted $200,000 to give up a copy of the video.
How many news stories go down like this, where someone has news, but they're going to make the news outlets pay for it, and then
not very many.
But they were willing to do it. They started trying to fundraise for this thing, right?
They did. Gawker.com did, not the Toronto Star, but Gawker, which is just an internet news site, they started to fundraise for it. I actually contributed $5 to the efforts because I thought if I can pay $5 and get to see a mayor smoking crack, I mean, that's well worth it.
Yeah.
But it was one of those like Kickstarter things where they would give you, $5. Then,
it was like...
Oh, no, maybe it wasn't... No, it wasn't Kickstarter. It was the other one where you can raise whatever amount.
Good. So that it's like one of those tilt ones or whatever. So that like Indiegogo.
Indiegogo. That was what it was.
Yeah. Sometimes you get to keep the money and sometimes you don't. So it's important to know which one.
Yeah.
One
so
it was.
So the way the Gawker author set it up was that if they raised the $200,000, they would try to get in touch with the dealer and see if they could get the video.
Yeah.
If they didn't raise the $200,000, then whatever they whatever the amount they raised would go to some sort of drug based charity. And if you donate X, Y, or Z, then you'd get these things, right? So, like, one of them was a book of quotes from Rob Ford, this Toronto mayor's ridiculous quotes. And so that's what I got for it was like an e-book for the $5 that I gave. They actually did raise the $200,000.
Wow.
And so the Gawker guy attempted to contact this shifty drug-dealing type, and the dude disappeared. So he tried. He was unable to successfully reconnect with the Somali drug dealer. And so it seemed like the story had dead ended until yesterday when this news story hit saying that the police have gotten involved and they found this video. So it appeared the video were fading as a political issue in the 6 months since the original news, and the mayor had reestablished his political following among right-of-center voters. But confirmation of the video exists prompted calls for his resignation from some city council members, several prominent Toronto residents, and the city's four daily newspapers. While Chief Blair did not describe the video at the news conference, he confirmed that the mayor appeared in it and that its contents were, quote, consistent with what has previously been reported, unquote. So now you have the police chief double verifying this video, and apparently they actually have a copy of it at the police department. The chief said there was nothing on the video that could lead to criminal charges against Ford, but he added, as a citizen of the city, I am disappointed. Mr. Ford, during a hectic meeting with reporters that lasted only 70 seconds, ignored questions about why he had previously denied the video existed, saying, I have no reason to resign. He told reporters at City Hall, I'm going to go back and return my phone calls. I'm going to be out doing what the people elected me to do, and that's save taxpayers' money and run a great government that we've been running.
Wow, the broken record never stops, huh? Even when you're pinched.
He says, I wish I could come out and defend myself, but unfortunately I can't, because it's before the courts. I don't know what he means by that, because there's no charge in this case. The video and a second one that was recovered from the same computer did lead to the arrest of Alexander Lisi, a man Mr. Ford has described as a friend and who sometimes serves informally as the mayor's driver. Mr. Lisi, who has twice been convicted of assault, criminal harassment, and making threats, was charged in the new case with extortion, although the police would not give details about the charge or identify the extortion victim.
Whoa.
Toronto Star has reported that Mr. Lisi, known as Sandro, tried to recover the video on Mr. Ford's behalf after the initial news reports about its contents. The unexpected announcement by the police came shortly after a court released parts of a police affidavit used to obtain a search warrant against Mr. Lisi in a drug investigation that recently resulted in his arrest on marijuana trafficking charges.
Who, Lisi's?
That's correct. Uh-oh. So here you have a driver for Rob Ford who has been arrested on marijuana trafficking charges. Now look,
he's totally the dealer.
You mean Rob Ford's a dealer?
No. Lisi is his dealer. He tried to get rid of the crack, right? He tried to make this thing go away before it hit the news that it was Ford doing this.
Yeah, so
it totally sounds like Lisi's the dealer here.
Well, whatever his relationship is with Ford, it's awfully coincidental that you've got Rob Ford smoking crack on video and his driver is a marijuana dealer. Now, look, I don't have a problem with selling marijuana. That's fine. You go ahead and sell all the marijuana you want. Heck, sell some crack cocaine, smoke it, whatever. It's your life, your body. You should be able to do what you want.
I encourage you to stay off the crack.
I agree. I don't think it's a good idea to smoke crack, but it's your body, and I don't think you should go to a jail cell for it. So
right.
I don't think Mr. Lisi is bad for selling marijuana, but he certainly doesn't sound like a nice guy besides that with assault charges or whatever else.
No.
So more about his case. Although heavily censored, more than 300 pages of testimony and surveillance photos show Mr. Lisi and Ford apparently exchanging small packages on several occasions. The document indicates that a major investigation by the police was started because of the news media reports about the crack video, as well as unspecified evidence from the investigation that produced the computer containing the video. After Mr. Lisi began making U-turns and other unspecified maneuvers in his black Range Rover to shake off police surveillance teams, the police switched to using an airplane to observe his movements at times.
Wow.
The police also used wiretaps, cameras mounted on phone poles, and tracking devices attached to cars. The meetings and package exchanges between Mr. Ford and Lisi took place at children's soccer matches, gas stations, and behind schools at late night, according to court documents.
See, I feel a
case
little...
closed.
I feel a little strange, though, because now I, like, believe the police.
Well, so I love it when the government fights with one another. I agree,
but I don't know what the fight's over. I don't know who's more credible in the situation.
It's got to be interpersonal politics. I think no police chief is going to sit around and watch at an old, like, at a kid's game to follow the mayor around and see if he's exchanging packages. You leave the mayor alone when you're the police chief. You say, he's doing his business. I'm not going to question that.
Unless
something got on that police chief's nerve.
Oh, yeah.
Because he wouldn't go after this guy this way. He's got the power. And he knows it. He's using it against the mayor.
Right. It's not that I think that mayors are, of course, just the most upstanding citizens. They never break the law or do anything gangster-like at all. No, I totally wouldn't put it past these people to do stuff like this, like traffic drugs. There's all kinds of stories about that. But it's just hard to say, yeah, I believe the police in this case just because I dislike the mayor more. I don't know why I would.
Do you think the police chief's going for a power play? Is he going to run for election next round? I was wondering
that myself.
Oh, look, I saved the day. Here's this, I'm the hero, and here's your crackhead mayor.
Wouldn't he be stepping down on power by taking the mayor's role? Like, are you saying he would run for mayor? Because being police chief in Toronto is a pretty powerful position, obviously.
Yeah.
It would seem to be a step down as far as power.
There's only one person you can take down to get higher, right? That's the mayor. He's going for the highest office.
I guess if what his interest is the title, then I suppose
you can do a lot more
favors
as mayor than you can as police chief.
Maybe so. 855-450 free, but then again, as a police chief, you aren't as scrutinized as a public official. Because everybody just kind of takes you as, oh, you're the good guy, you're the police chief.
Right.
More coming up here in moments. You're welcome to share your thoughts, especially if you're in Toronto and you've got some insights. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. I'm one of the many talk show hosts that drink this tea. Talk show hosts endorse products that work. It's our job. So I'm telling you, Life Change Tea works. What does it do? It gently works on your colon to clean and give you more energy. If you have colon problems, life doesn't go so well. One talk show host suggested that the company be called Colonese. Well, that just shows you the product works. Don't be fooled by other wannabe companies. Life Change Tea is number one. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and feel the difference in your health. You might even save a doctor bill. Ready to order? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Simple. Or call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. One more time, 928-308-0408. If your stomach rumbles at first, that's proof the tea is already working. Just lessen your dose and feel great. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
Listener Ashley's day went like this. Drove the kids to school in the Mercedes SUV she got from paidathome.com, met a new client for breakfast, worked a couple of hours from her laptop at Starbucks, and called it a day. From the new Mercedes paidathome.com gave her to the thousands she banks each month, Ashley's new home business has made this the best time of her life. Are you ready for the best time of your life? Visit paidathome.com. Paidathome.com. Results not average. See website for cars and results you can expect.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Don't always sound like
this
the way you think.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Toronto Mayor Rob Ford. Looks like the evidence is getting even stronger that he is a crack smoker and possibly has a driver who is a drug dealer. We'll give you more of that evidence here in moments. You can also join us online over at freetalklive.com, where the features are free. And if you like the show and you like the fact that the website's for free, you can go to shop.freetalklive.com, get your shopping taken care of. Get whatever it is you're looking for at Amazon, for instance. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com, find links to Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon US. You just click over to the right, Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. So very simple, and it works very well. So please go to shop.freetalklive.com, get your shopping taken care of. Again, shop.freetalklive.com. The School Sucks Project is a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, history, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. You can visit them at schoolsucksproject.com and browse through their 12-part Kids Are Not Defective podcast series. It examines the destructive impacts of youth stereotypes in the media, medication for rebellious behavior, corporal punishment, carrots and stick systems, zero tolerance policies, and more. Go to schoolsucksproject.com. Again, schoolsucksproject.com. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Derek J. And Allie.
We're talking about Toronto Mayor Rob Ford. He's back in the news. We discovered this story months ago and covered it in detail on Free Talk Live, where local reporters in the Toronto area were shown video from a Toronto drug dealer that showed, purported to show, Mayor Rob Ford smoking crack in someone's living room. And the video was allegedly very well lit. It was very, very clearly Mayor Rob Ford smoking crack, either that or his twin brother. But he doesn't have a twin brother. He does have a brother, and they're both pretty close, but it clearly was Rob Ford. The video disappeared after the drug dealer who was purporting to have the video disappeared, and the story kind of died down. That is until just this week when the Toronto police chief came out and said that they had seized a computer during a drug investigation and had somehow undeleted videos from this computer because that's something you can do. If you delete something, you know, if you just hit the delete key on your computer, it doesn't make things go away. When you hit the delete key on your computer, what it does is it tells the hard drive, hey, that file is deleted. And then eventually, when your hard drive gets full enough, it'll write over that file. So your deleted files, a lot of them are just still sitting there on the hard drive unless you've filled up your hard drive since then with other stuff. So when you get a hard drive as a policeman in a raid like this, you send it to the IT department, and they do their forensics on it, and they can uncover all kinds of stuff, including a video of Toronto Mayor Rob Ford smoking what is alleged to be crack. Now, as the chief of police points out, they can't prove that part, right? So they've got a video of Rob Ford sitting in some kind of crack house with a glass crack pipe-looking thing in his hands and a lighter. And he apparently acts very high, and, you know, it's pretty clear that he's smoking something that is probably altering his state of consciousness. And based on the type of pipe from what we've read, because no one has seen this video besides the police in Toronto and besides two reporters that were originally shown it and whoever it was that took it, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But the suggestion was that it was these Somali drug dealers that had kind of, you know, wow, we've got the mayor coming over here smoking crack cocaine.
Who is it?
Maybe we should take video of this.
So they just took like a secret video of him.
I believe so. Okay. Yeah, because he did not appear in the video. He didn't appear to know that he was on video. Maybe he was just so high he didn't realize it. And then at one point he appears, apparently, again, this is according to the description of the reporters, he appears to realize that there is a camera being used. And kind of doesn't really do much about it or says something. But anyway, he doesn't stop him. He's not cognizant enough of it to know to tell them to stop recording.
See, I feel like if you are a well-known face, someone, if you're all over the news all the time, then and people know what you look like, then what if it really is just someone who looks a lot like this guy? Like, I don't have any reason to defend this mayor. I don't know who he is. But I'm just trying to imagine, like, all the reasons why people would want the story to be true.
Mm-hmm.
The news outlets want it to be true. The guy that wants to sell the video wants it to be true because he's got money to make on it. And everyone wants it to be true just because it's a crazy story, right?
Yep.
So I feel like anyone who's really famous, people who look like them, could be going around doing all kinds of things, and people are like, I swear I saw that famous person doing that.
But that's true.
Everyone knows that person's face more than just the random
person.
But
what if you have audio of the person as well? What if, you know, not only do
that
you
makes
have
a stronger case.
Right. Not only do you have a doppelganger, somebody who looks like them, but they also sound like them as well. And speaking of sounding like them, I've got another interesting twist on this case here to share with you in a moment. But a little bit more from the New York Times piece. Police photos of one episode. Again, they're talking about how Rob Ford was meeting with a man named Alexander Lisi, who Ford has described as a friend and has informally, at least, served as the mayor's driver. He's not a nice man, being convicted of assault, making threats, criminal harassment. And when the police started investigating Rob Ford after these allegations, and apparently putting quite a bit of public resources into the investigation, tailing him, hiring like an airplane to follow him around. That's not cheap. No, certainly not. And, you know, video surveillance. They found him doing what appear to be drug deals with Mr. Lisi, his friend, who sometimes gives him rides places. And photos that the police took of one episode where they're exchanging things, small packages, at places like children's soccer matches, gas stations, and behind schools at late night. It's not what it looks like. I'm innocent. I mean, what else would... Okay, so why else would you meet in shifty locations? Like, he's probably not buying raw milk, although certainly there are people who have had to do raw milk deals in parking lots and things like that. So, going on. He was, in some photos, shown in a bathroom of a gas station near his home. Mr. Lisi arrived at the station, and after exchanging text messages and making some purchases, he appeared to have left an envelope in Mr. Ford's Cadillac Escalade. The document also appears to support other reports by the Star that Mr. Ford has problems with alcohol and that are interfering with his work. While Ford has strongly denied excessive drinking, the police recovered a number of empty vodka and juice bottles apparently left behind by the mayor after meetings with Mr. Lisi. Several news outlets reported that some council members were avoiding reporters of those who spoke to the journalists. The ones calling for Mr. Ford's resignation were generally his political opponents. His political allies mainly offered tepid support while calling for caution before making judgments about the mayor. The Toronto Sun, a morning tabloid that has long been supportive of Ford, not only joined its rivals in calling for his resignation, but also published a 24-page special afternoon edition devoted to the mayor's situation. So, ready for the twist in the case? Apparently, there's a local talk show in Toronto on AM 640, the Bill Carroll Show, where someone who they believe was Rob Ford calls into the show to defend Rob Ford.
You just can't do that. You have to have someone else call in to defend you. You can't call in on your own behalf and pretend to be someone else.
I don't know how many friends this guy has left. I mean, can you imagine trying to stay at this man's side at this point?
He might be making a lot more friends with a bunch of crack addicts.
Crackheads, sure. Well, you know, they're not your real friends.
That's true.
They're going to steal from you, probably. But I want to play this audio here, even though I don't know what Ford sounds like. I've never been stolen from by a crack addict before, some of my roommates were on pills.
They're famous for it. Yeah.
Pills.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The drug addicts, usually not so trustworthy with those sorts of things. But the audio here is from, again, AM 640. I'm going to get into a little bit of it. In the beginning, they explain what it is that's going on here.
Play a call if you're just joining us. Bill, you're convinced this caller Ian from a few moments ago was indeed the mayor?
Well, I would say 90-95%.
All right.
Listen, I've met the mayor many times. I know him pretty well. I have interviewed him on the show many times. I want you to listen for a couple of things, okay? His expressions. Some of the words that he uses that are very uniquely his. That little squeak he gets when there's an upper inflection. This was this guy. If he's not the mayor, he could play one on the radio. I think that the guy who called in to defend the mayor, I think there's a very good chance that was actually the mayor a couple of minutes ago. And if it is, maybe we'll stop and start the tape as we go here. We'll play it once through and we'll come back and analyze it. But if it was the mayor, he's given us an idea of what his defense might be moving forward. I said there was no video. I didn't know I was being videoed when it happened.
Uh-huh.
Now, I asked Robin Doolittle about that earlier in the show. The Star reporter said she saw the video. And as I recall, after talking to the guy from Gawker.com, John Cook, yeah, that they said it looked like the mayor was looking right into the camera.
But he might have been so damn high, he may not have realized what was actually transpiring there when he was being recorded, allegedly smoking crack. Now, you listen to these guys. These guys are, you know, news talk professionals who do a local talk show in Toronto. This guy has listened to Rob Ford for years. He knows exactly what he sounds like. We'll play the audio for you in hour two. Next.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.